When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Ale, who is your D-bag today?
My D-bag's Erica Jane.
Ooh, is she that Real Housewife?
Yes. Now, I know that we don't talk a lot.
She's been on the D-bag train for a hot minute.
Yeah, for a hot minute. Now, I know that we don't talk about the Real Housewives on this program. And you know, I'm not a frequent watcher of the Real Housewives, but the saga of Erica Jane has captivated me. And she is my D-bag of the day because she's trying to cosplay not having any money by doing a paparazzi photo shoot at TJ Maxx.
Okay.
Like,
sorry. Hold the phone.
Look at me. First of all, I have no money.
Cosplay, no money.
Yes.
Girl.
Yes. Yes.
She, and so I, what I hear you saying is she's not a Maxinista.
Well, look, love being a Maxinista.
Yes. But we have legit, like, lifestyles that
yes.
support the Maxinista. That's our vibe,
right? Well, and the optics of this, so yes. Chronicling Erica Jane, Erica Girardi, and Tom Girardi, they're facing a lot of legal troubles. Long story short, Tom Girardi allegedly ripped off hundreds of millions of dollars from his law firm, money that was supposed to go to legitimate victims of families whose family members died in such things as airline crashes. And
I'm
used
you,
it is so
I know
gross.
This story, and yeah. every time I hear it, I get re-angry about it.
Yes, you get re-angry about it because Tom Girardi allegedly, supposedly fleeced these people out of money that they were supposed to get for a settlement, a tragic, tragic settlement,
yeah.
and used it to fund this lifestyle lived by himself and Erica Jane, including her glam that she would spend $40,000 a month on. Basically, the money that was supposed to go to victims of an airline crash went to Erica Jane's hair extensions.
It's so terrible.
It's disgusting.
So terrible.
It's legit disgusting.
And now the girl is taking the show out on the road to TJ Maxx.
Yeah, to TJ Maxx and Petco because she wants to show the optics.
Oh, Petco too. Okay, so she's just hitting up the whole strip mall.
Yeah, she's just hitting up the whole strip mall. Now, the optics of it and why this in particular is such D-bag behavior is that, okay, so you want me to feel bad for you and you want me to think
right.
that you're adjusting your lifestyle by looking at clothes at TJ Maxx. You want us to think that you're humbling yourself by being a Maxinista and looking at the sweaters on the rack at TJ Maxx.
I just, oh God, I just feel like I would have loved to have been, and by love I mean loathed, to have been a fly on the wall in the conversation that no doubt took place before this shopping trip.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, the conversation around what the intended optics of this experience were meant to be.
Yes.
Right? Because this is a very calculated choice.
Oh, 100%.
This is a woman who has a song called Expensive, and that is spelled with, by the way, two X's and a dollar sign.
Thank you.
So I don't know if it's pronounced double expensive or I'm not sure.
Or X-Expense-ing-ive.
I don't know.
But
there's so many options.
Yeah.
But this is a person who has been flexing their wealth for umpty-foo, you know, years.
Yes.
And now is, because of the actions of her spouse, finding herself in a situation where she might have to figure out how to not live that double expense life.
Yeah.
She needs to figure out how to live like the rest of us. And this, like, ridiculous move of going to TJ Maxx like a normal person is meant to send a message. She knows exactly what she's doing.
Yeah.
It's just gross.
It's gross. It's like Erica Jane's trying to build empathy with the rest of us.
Right.
By shopping at TJ Maxx. This was an exclusive on Page Six, Colleen. What does an exclusive mean?
Oh, it means the call is coming from inside the house, which means exactly what we're saying. Like, her representation was like, hey, here's some pictures of Erica Jane shopping at a store that the commoners shop at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the headline is Erica Jane shops TJ Maxx amid legal and financial troubles. Oh, woe hath the mighty fallen from $40,000 a month in glam. Now, keeping that number, glam.
Yeah.
Hair, makeup, whatever, $40,000, which is what a lot of people make in 1 year.
Oh, yes.
And now she's trying to humble herself and put out this humble picture by shopping at TJ Maxx. I am not buying it, even if it is on clearance. Thank you very much.
No, thank you.
Not
even if
it
is discounted, I am not buying it.
Yeah. Which,
thank you. Love
TJ Maxx, man. When you find a good deal, it feels so good.
Oh, agreed. I will be honest. There is not a TJ Maxx close enough to my house. I'm more of a Marshalls girl. I'm not saying I don't love TJ Maxx. I do. My point is, a good deal will go a long way in this house.
Exactly. By the way.
Thank you.
Side note, obsession right now is putting things in my Poshmark cart and not checking out.
Oh.
Poshmark only being a
Poshmark?
Resell place, which is fantastic. Highly recommend.
Holly, that is like, I've been doing that since like forever. It's my favorite thing to do. I put things in all my carts and then I watch them for like 5 days. And I decide, do I really need that? And then I go, no. And then I put it back.
Yeah.
Or I flag it for later when I have, you know, when I win the lottery.
If Erica Jane really wants to be like us, this is what she needs to do. She needs to take a picture of herself sitting in her underwear in her home, bookmarking things on Facebook Marketplace, and then not buying them. Then she will be just like us.
Yeah.
Who is your D-bag calling?
Also, I'm not even there yet. Hold on.
Great.
I want to go back to Erica Jane.
Thank you.
That is a woman who has never eaten a leftover in her life. And if she really wants to be like the rest of us, she's trying to make that one meal from that one restaurant last 4 days.
Mm-hmm. Okay.